And with our monthly update from the city of Kemmer and South Lincoln County, it's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, good morning. You staying warm?
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, I'm inside, so that's good. and outside, it's a blue sky smiling at me, so I'm ready to go.
Here we are, rocking and rolling. Well, appreciate your time, as always, Brian, and giving us an update on what's happening in South Lincoln County. And, you know, I think we got to start out with the South Lincoln Training and Events Center. They're doing a great job of putting some events together and hosting things at the event center, and they have the Valentine's Day event this weekend. They're doing a fantastic job.
They are. Yeah, Trista Gordon's our director of events and recreation. And yeah, she's really done great. And in fact, yesterday and the day before as well, the camera operations mine was there doing their training meetings. And we have there's also a funeral coming up. There's funerals and weddings and all kinds of activities. So we're seeing an increase there. And I think a lot of that's because of her leadership. So.
Absolutely. Well, of course, so much happening, as always, in South Lincoln County. Anything that's been worked on since the last time we talked, or any updates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I went to the WAM conference back on the 25th, 26th, and 27th in Cheyenne. And while we were there, we actually had the opportunity to meet with Governor Gordon. It was really nice. Senator Dockstetter helped arrange that, as well as Representative Scott Heiner. And we listened to a presentation from Glen Rock and Kanata on trying to get coal converted into ammonia, and which would be fantastic if we could get that going here in Kemmer, because we could, save some of these coal mine jobs. So and have more plus more.
Right. Know, so. Right. Well, we kind of touched on this last time we talked, and so give us more details on what the proposal is and what's being hoped to have happen.
Yes. So basically, it's going to be, it generates its own power. It's a plant that generates its own power, and it takes coal and converts it into syngas, and then you can take that syngas and convert it into hydrogen, and then hydrogen can be safely transported with ammonia, so you can export ammonia, and it's a whole system that basically, there's also carbon capture so that it's carbon neutral, which is and to fund it, about two-thirds of the funding in their proposal would be the Q45 federal carbon capture tax credits. So they could sequester the carbon, or they could sell the carbon for enhanced oil recovery as well. So that is going to need at least as much coal, I think, as the current Naughton 1 and 2 are using. So,
okay.
Anyway.
And so is this, this is Glen Rock that's...
Glen Rock, Kanata. It's two companies working together in a partnership. And Matt Cooney of Glen Rock actually did the presentation, and it was just a half hour, but the governor had a lot of good questions. We were there with Randall Luthy, his energy advisor as well, and we had Councilman Hicks and Councilman Mark Quinn as well were there, and Mark Quinn answered some good questions on technical side of things, because he understands power plants and those kinds of things. But so, yeah, it was really exciting to me to have a half hour with the governor to talk about Kemmer again.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Anyway. So as you talk about this ammonia opportunity, what are some of the hurdles that still need to be overcome? And if this were to happen, how far out are we talking?
Yeah, I think the biggest hurdle is them coming up with the funding. I think it's going to take about, once they get the funding, I think about 18 months to 2 years to build, if I recall correctly. They need to come up, it's about a $2.6 billion project. They need to come up with probably $700 to $800 million on their own. The initial outlay, though, for the designing and all of that, they need to come up with about $30 million. For the first step. So those are the big the biggest hurdle is coming up with the funding, and that's and the interesting thing about Glen Rock and Kanata, they aren't asking the governor or the state for any money here. They're asking for is for their support and getting behind us. So
okay, so Brian, this feels like it's a really big deal. I mean, we've talked about other Colda products with Tri-Side and some other things that are coming to Lincoln County, but it feels like this could have a much bigger impact. Am I saying that correct?
Yeah, I think the volume of coal, I think we're talking 1.5 million tons a year of coal is what they were looking at. I don't think that the Tri-Site project has near that volume, but that's another good project. Of course, that takes it the coal and turns it into humate, and which is for it's kind of like a fertilizer type of, not a fertilizer, but an agricultural type of product to help the soil. But I think the sheer volume of coal that would be used with the Glen Rock Connaught is very, very likely a lot more than the Tri-Site. So
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air with us this morning. That's exciting news. Brian, every time we talk, you've just got exciting things to share with us.
Well, so I'm going to be cautiously optimistic.
Perfect. Anything else happening? As if that's not enough, but anything else to report on?
Yes. We've talked about it a little bit before, but I think it's a really good opportunity for Kemmer still in Wyoming to get not just the one nuclear plant, but to get more. I've heard as many as six more, five in Wyoming, one in Utah. And we really think that we have a good chance of getting the second nuclear plant here, especially based on the capacity on the grid.
Wow.
It's only the one that they're working on right now is 345 megawatts. And I think they have up to almost 800 megawatts of capacity. So there is room on the grid for more nuclear here. And we would love that. And I think it would make sense. So.
Wow, that'd be...
Obviously, we want the rest of Wyoming to get it too, you know, to get that opportunity. So,
wow, that'd be amazing. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air. Brian, thank you so much for your time, and keep that heater turned up.